Let's all hold hands and sing We Are the World because it's time to go back to the 80s. I am your 80s-rific host, Darian. Coming up, we're going back to April 15th, 1985.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Time to deploy for school.
I'll go when I'm ready.
You're ready now, mister.
It was Monday on April 15th, 1985, and it seems the entire world was in racial harmony. South Africa repealed the sex and marriage laws against whites and non-whites. Quincy Jones had whites and non-white singers locked inside of a Los Angeles recording studio until they all agreed to sing along, hence coming up with the hit, We Are the World, which was an amazing number one hit for 4 straight weeks. Singer Earl Thomas Conley had a number one country hit with Honor Bound, new in theaters, the MGM horror film, Cat's Eye, also the Warner Brothers action flick, Lady Hawk. Time for me to jet, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna find out where the guy who played Mask got his mask from. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 80s flashback.